there, unless the world ends, in which case podcast will cease to be recorded when the world ends.
Well, unless we're in feed.
Right. Then there'll be blogging.
Exactly.
We'll blog the zombie apocalypse in feed.
Yeah.
Boy, that book is never going to die. It's never going to die.
No, never, it is zombie.
Ever. They did that podcast that I found that was sci-fi writers congratulating their fellow sci-fi writers on all the books that they've written, where they one of them is the writer of feed. At least the one thing they congratulated her for was her ending, which is we even said it, she kills her protagonist, and I thought that was the only thing I liked about it, was that she killed her protagonist. I thought that was bold.
It was
otherwise
bold.
It sucked though. So
yeah, no good.
Nope.
I liked that it ended.
like any apocalypse, wow. At least there's always an ending with an apocalypse.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of zombies, for anybody, no spoilers, but anybody who read the Walking Dead comic, in the comics, do they ever decide whether zombies are magical or real? Or do they leave that open?
I've only read the first like 60 issues, but my understanding is that the Walking Dead TV series in that one episode with the CDC did way more to detail how zombies work than the comic has ever done. The comic just sort of says there are zombies.
There are zombies. The TV show tried to do that, but then it doesn't make any sense if you think about it for more than 3 seconds. No. So it's like, all right, like if you're going to try to explain it, then explain it. But if you're not going to try to explain it, I'll just accept that they're zombies and they're magical. But they're in this uncomfortable middle area where they want it to be a realistic show.
They want it to be that it's a virus that's gone wrong.
I guess on TV they have to have an explanation, because then that becomes the character's quest, is how to
fix it.
Whereas the whole point of the comic is that one is the one issue where Carl says the zombies aren't the Walking Dead, we are.
Yeah.
And it's a commentary on the breakdown of civilization when the zombies come.
Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Zombies bother me for that reason, because like you think the Walking Dead would be over in like 3 years, because all the zombies will have, you know, they're not perpetual motion machines.
No, that's I didn't mention World War Z, but one of the things I like about World War Z is that they get the upper hand on the zombies, right? Yeah. There is an apocalypse, but there's also like a way to beat them back.
Yeah.
Whereas they can't reproduce
and they die and they have to eat and they'll be gone and like just, you know, hang out for
In World War Z, the only places there are zombies still left is places where it freezes, where the zombies get like trapped in the ice and then they come out and when it thaws and they have to go out and hunt them in the tundra and kill them, but they basically have gotten rid of them.
Soviet Russia. Zombies.
And my hometown Yonkers gets a shout out in World War Z. So there's a historic Battle of Yonkers between Yonkers. Which is not, it doesn't go well. But
no, that's not a bad book though.
It's not a great book, but it's fun.
It's entertaining, right? It's not what I'd call literature. It's kind of like a plot synopsis.
That's true.
It's a long plot synopsis. He is Mel Brooks' son.
That's worth something.
Yeah.
Were you in Yonkers long enough, Scott, to know the New York State Lottery commercial where the people say where they're from? The people from all over the world?
Yeah.
Did you see that ad?
Can you
do your part for me?
I refuse.
China, Yugoslavia, Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Scott.
Yonkers.
There you go.
Disguising his
accent all these years, but underneath there.
No, oddly enough, I come from a family, obviously. And
you come from a family.
I do. And the rest of them, everyone else in my family, has a very pronounced New York accent. I am the only person in my family that does not. And I never have.
Well, why is that?
From all that murder she wrote you watch.
That's true.
You have the Cabot Cove accent.
That's right. I don't know why it is. I probably adopted or something. I don't know.
We call that an affectation.
It's an affectation. That's exactly right.
It's true. I'm pretentious.
It's because you're so well-read.
Think about all the ads that we remember. How long ago was that? It was like 20-something years ago, and it probably aired for like 3 months, and somehow it's stuck in both of our brains.
That's because that guy was really proud of being from Yonkers.
I still have there are still jingles from the shows that I watched when I was a kid that I remember. I remember like addresses of car dealerships because they were in a jingle.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Advertisement. Things our children won't be subjected to.
Yeah, I know. It's true. It turns out that Lauren and I both remember the same jingle. It's just that hers was the address of a dealership in Southern California, and mine is in Northern California. But it was the same. It was like apparently they just used that jingle over and over again.
So they didn't want to pay again.
No. No, one jingle.
It was public domain. It was from the 1800s. They just
that's right. Ye old car lot. 95.
Sorry, it was originally for horses.
That's right.
They rewrote it. All right. I'm going to hang up now. I'm not going to do that Survivor thing where I hang up on everybody one by one like I did that on the movie draft.
Although can't repeat yourself, Jason.
No, I already did that one once. That was good. That was you who suggested that, too. And your reward was that you were the first to go. Survivor Skype edition. Yes. Locked Skyped mystery, as Scott called it. Murder by Skype.
Yes.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Episode.
Good night.
Night.